Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Teacher Union calls for tentative dispute resolution in Senanga teacher's case. UPND dismisses Sumaili's claims on Qatarism. And Ramaphosa says South Africa's exclusion from G7 summit, no surprise. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamono. The Zambia National Union of Teachers has called for the use of alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in handling the case involving five teachers from Senangade Secondary School who were recently arrested for allegedly assaulting a 15-year-old pupil. The teachers were apprehended by the Zambia police following the alleged incident, which has since sparked debate on how best to address disputes involving educators and learners. Speaking in an interview with RTV News and the SACA Today, Union Secretary General Mvangilanji Siwila appealed for the matter to be resolved outside the courts, warning that litigation could prolong the process and disrupt learning. Mr. Siwila noted that court proceedings would require the teachers to be away from their duties, thereby affecting pupils. These teachers will be required both in school and in court, and this will negatively impact learners. An alternative dispute resolution approach can provide satisfaction to both the teachers and the pupil, said Mr. Siwila. He also urged the teachers involved not to panic or abandon their duties, but to continue serving learners with professionalism and impartiality. Meanwhile, Mr. Siwila has called on pupils to respect their teachers and avoid abusing legal protections to justify misconduct.
We would also ask pupils to respect the teachers. The teachers are their parents. These pupils, when they have a problem in school, they should equally control their emotions. These pupils do not take the law in their hands to say, because there is no corporal punishment, because the teacher cannot do this and this, the government will do this and this. It will affect their performance in school. As pupils, they should just be loyal. As pupils, they should just appreciate the role the teachers are playing. As pupils, they have other options other than insulting a teacher. If the child is very annoyed, the best is to keep calm.
Chama South Member of Parliament Davidson Mungandu has dismissed claims that Patriotic Front Members of Parliament seeking adoption on United Party for National Development UPND tickets ahead of the August elections are betraying their party. Mr. Mungandu said the move by some PF members, including himself, is driven by a desire to support policies they believe are beneficial to the country. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mungandu stated that the defected MPs have opted to align themselves with a party whose policies resonate with their vision for national development. There is no PF to talk about. Those who have decided to join the UPND are doing so in the interest of the country, said Mr. Mungandu. He has since encouraged other PF members to consider joining the UPND if they are committed to advancing Zambia's development agenda. Mr. Mungandu further described the current state of the PF as unattractive, adding that it no longer offers a viable political platform.
They left now a vacuum, a power vacuum. The late president started now controlling through Given Luvinda. And knowing Zayel also is very advanced. That's a very advanced man. He knew that this man will not stand. He started also maneuvering to come and take over the party at an appropriate stage. Some of us saw all that. On the other side, a genius started doing the correct things for the nation. So it was at that point that PF was destroyed. Mao Sampa just came in as a product of that destruction. People who have grey matter may assimilate what I'm saying here. But PF being full of cadres, they might take me as a noisemaker, which they've always done.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed claims that cadrism is worse under the current administration than it was during the Patriotic Front PF regime. UPND Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Sithula says the allegations by former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs Godfred Asumaili are unfounded. Reverend Asumaili recently claimed that cadrism has escalated under the UPND government. Speaking in an interviews are TV news in Lusaka. Today, Mr. Sitola maintained that the UPND does not tolerate violence or hooliganism, emphasizing that the party is committed to upholding the rule of law. He argued that individuals who served under the previous regime should first account for their own record in governance. Anyone who was part of the previous regime has no moral authority to speak on governance without first rendering an apology, said Mr. Sitola. Mr. Sitola further stated that the PF administration failed to maintain order and uphold the rule of law, unlike the current government. He has since urged members of the opposition to reflect on their past actions and take responsibility, adding that the UPND remains focused on protecting citizens and promoting lawful conduct.
She is reminiscing, you know, the days when they would beat people into submission, and not that, you know, she's remorseful and therefore calls everybody, you know, into repentance, you know, when it comes to those bad acts that they did. So UPND is not engaged in the kind of hooliganism we are calling, which is called cadreism. You know, we are not involved, you know, in that kind of beating people into submission and basically the breakdown of the rule of law. We are promoting the rule of law, the respect of the rule of law.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZECSA, has urged consumers, especially the attendees of the 2026 Kumboka ceremony in Mongo, to buy certified food products and beverages from trusted outlets to safeguard their health and safety. ZECSA Manager Communications and Public Relations, Bernhard Choga, said consumers should be cautious as they consume food products, beverages and other products before, during and after the ceremony. Mr. Hachoka said traditional ceremonies and other large gatherings generally attract traders who sell products to unsuspecting consumers, thereby posing risks to public safety and health. He was speaking in Mongo on Thursday when he led a delegation from ZECSA and Competition Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, in paying a courtesy call on Western Province Principal Education Standards Officer Richard Imasiko on the sidelines of the Kumboka ceremony celebrations.
They can make informed choices and influence their peers, families and communities. By doing so, they help prevent unsafe products from spreading in society. So we are saying this initiative is therefore not just about protecting people, but about nurturing a generation that values safety, quality and responsibility. So through you, we would like to appeal to the people and other consumers that they need to develop a habit of reading labels on their products as they consume these products so that they are protected.
In African news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has downplayed reports that his invitation to the forthcoming G7 summit in France has been withdrawn, saying non-attendance by a country outside the bloc should surprise no one. Reports on Thursday claimed the U.S. had put huge pressure on France to rescind Ramaphosa's invitation to the summit scheduled for June. They claimed U.S. President Donald Trump had threatened to boycott the summit if the South African leader attended. France has, however, denied yielding to any U.S. pressure, saying it had decided to invite Kenya this time. Coming up shortly, Marco Rubio meets G7 counterparts amid Iran war. This and for more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
MedCrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has joined a meeting of G7 foreign ministers in France for talks where the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran will be the main focus. Rubio is expected to face pressure to de-escalate the conflict as concerns continue to grow over its impact on the world economy. The other G7 countries, the UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan, are wary of being drawn in militarily. The group will also discuss the war in Ukraine. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines.